Hello, Tiger Nation. I am Byron Hulsey, headmaster at Woodbury Forest School, and I would like to welcome you to the Woodbury podcast series. This podcast consists of informal yet substantive conversations with alumni, faculty, staff, and students. The conversations explore how Woodbury's core values empowered alumni to build a solid foundation for their lives, how those core values are taught today by Woodbury teachers, and how those values are put into practice by today's students. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you enjoy. Welcome, everybody, to the Woodbury podcast. Excited today to have two special guests, Kathy Walmsley and her son, Dylan. Dylan, who graduated in the class of 2019 and now lives out in Southern California on the left coast, making that place awesome, I'm sure. But I thought it would be fun to have a mother-son combo on the podcast to kind of walk us through what it feels like from a mom's perspective to let her son, in Kathy's case, two sons, go to Woodbury. And then from Dylan's perspective, as he remembers back to his Woodbury experience, what it felt like to be new. And then as he kind of got rooted and made his way deeper into the Tiger Nation and then graduated, went on to college and is now in graduate school. So I like to think that Woodbury is kind of an extended family. That remains the case, of course, after boys graduate and even after parents, their sons have graduated. So it's been fun to stay connected to the Walmsley family. And I'm really grateful, Dylan and Kathy, that you guys would join me on the podcast. So welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Kathy, let the audience know a little bit about what was in your head and in your husband Chris's head as you all had these two awesome boys, these two sons, and you were thinking about where they might be positioned to go to school as they kind of made their way from elementary to middle to then into high school. What was going through your head?
So I'll be honest, Byron. Chris and I grew up in Richmond, Virginia, and went to private school. We moved to Charlottesville when our boys were little and entered the public school system, which was a bit foreign to us, but we loved it. We had a really good experience in elementary school, went into middle school, started to get a little bit like, is this what we want? And then our older son went to sports camp at Woodbury.
That was an entree for you, is Gresham's experience at sports camp.
Yes. And my husband, Chris, went to St. Christopher, so had played sports against Woodbury and always thought highly of the students at Woodbury and of the school, but it was not on our radar at all. We pick up Gresham from camp, you know, had the lunch and watched the games and final day. And we're like, wow, this school is great. And get in the car and Gresham goes, I want to go to school here.
Oh, boy.
Chris and I are in the front seat and we look at each other and I mouth to him, wow, that was a really expensive camp. It would lead into 4 years. Really 8 years of boarding school.
Yeah.
But honestly, when Gresham made the choice, he wavered a little bit as he got into his eighth grade year. And then we encouraged him to apply to open that door. Didn't mean he needed to walk through it if he was accepted, but options were always important to us as parents. Yeah. And he made that decision to come. And as a mom, you know, your heart gets tugged. And you're like, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah.
But we dropped Gresham off, loved everything about the first day. You leave crying, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But as you see your son develop, mature, grow, we never looked back. It was one of the best parenting decisions Chris and I ever made.
So Gresham's experience, and of course, I didn't know Gresham graduated in the class of 2017.
Yes.
His first year was before mine, before I
yes,
started.
Yes, he had 1 year of Dennis Dr. Campbell. Campbell right. Yes, and then you came, the rest is history.
But not in all seriousness, not every, not every boy is the same, even the boys within the same family. What were you thinking as it related to Dylan? You had Gresham's experience to fall back on, but I know you and Chris well enough to know that you would not have expected Dylan to go here if it weren't going to be a fit for him. So what were you thinking there?
Gresham was a little bit more of the question because we saw his experience. He really, for lack of a better way of saying it, required downtime and introspective. And so when we came and interviewed Chris and I without Gresham in the room, one of our first questions was, do these boys get time to decompress? To reflect, to be quiet with themselves, because we saw that as, not critical. Gresham was very social, but he needed a little bit of different time. Dylan, on the other hand, we know Dylan, and he's amazing, but he wants those people. He wants to be around people at all times. He's moving and grooving, and we never pushed it on Dylan. Dylan is the one. So the year, I'll backtrack, the year Gresham wanted to get a sports camp, Dylan decided to stay home. He's like, I'm going to take a summer off and not get a camp. And we're like, great, you don't need to. And then as the photographs started coming in, day two that Gresham's there, Dylan's like, oh, I blew it. I should have gone to camp. And then he went the next year and he was all in. He wanted to go too. We weren't going to keep him from going.
Kathy, what would you say to moms who understandably and naturally wonder whether or not they could ever let their sons leave home to go to boarding school?
You have an entire team of role models supporting how you have raised your son. And what better gift? Then it's not just you, or it's not just you and your husband, or just the dad trying to instill different values and principles within their child. You've got a school that really lives by it. Chris and I were like, that was hands down the best parenting decision we ever made. And it's hard. It is hard. And the whole time your son is there, while you see them maturing and growing, there's still a little part of your heart. Did I do the right thing? Are they going to think I sent them away? I don't think we made the wrong decision. I really don't. Like Gresham did write a letter 3 weeks before he graduated, and it was a long letter, especially for an 18-year-old. And he talked about the good, he talked about the bad, he talked about everything, but his last sentence was, my goal in life is to be successful enough to send my sons to Woodbury.
Oh, that's awesome.
And at that moment, while I knew it was the right decision, it was still a relief that, oh my gosh, we did the right thing.
When you drop your son off, or in my case, my daughter off because she goes to boarding school in Delaware, what happened to the relationships that you had with Dylan and with Gresham? Because they change.
They do change, and I feel like you get the good parts, and you can still parent without the nagging parts, without the constant nagging. Go do your homework. Why aren't you doing your homework? Get off your phone. Maybe they respond more to your guidance.
But you don't have to sweat the small stuff, and so the big
Right.
stuff, you've still got capital left. You haven't burned your capital on the little tiny stuff.
Right.
At least that's how I feel about like Claire. I feel closer to her in many ways, especially on the big stuff.
I would agree with that.
And I'm not having to pester her or, deal with the daily drama as a parent.
Right.
On the bad days, son calls up, unloads, leaves you feeling like just total trash, hangs up. He goes on about his day and he's probably doing fine and leaving you with big pile up to deal with. Has that ever happened to you, Kathy? It's happened to me with Claire.
Yeah, it did. And one of the things that Chris and I, when Gresham and Dylan, well, more Gresham because he was the older one, decided to go. We didn't really know what the culture of Woodbury was, like the advisory system. And so if Gresham or Dylan called up and dumped, I could just send a quick text to the advisor or another teacher I knew was close to the boys. Hey, do you see anything? One of my Chris and I's mottos was we didn't want to get involved too deeply involved in the every single day.
Yeah, that's smart.
But if there was a big event, hey, have you seen anything? Have you put eyes on our son? Does he seem okay? And they always responded, yeah, he seems good. Or,
Yeah,
they
no,
would
I
respond
totally get that.
appropriately. But that advisory system that
Yeah.
you guys have, it was great for us. It was a great experience. And I tell new parents, trust your advisor or trust a teacher that your son may bond with. It might not be the advisor.
Yeah.
Like Dylan, I feel like you bonded with several faculty members. It's just somebody to say, no, your son's okay. He's
Yeah.
still okay.
Yeah, it's kind of the equivalent of like I'm not a financial guy. So like my financial savings, they mean a lot to me, but I don't want to get distracted by the noise of looking at them every day. But I want to be able to call, my advisor just to check in and say, hey, is everything okay?
Exactly. That's a good
And
analogy.
I think that that's what you're suggesting is that that's a good orientation for a parent to know that the connection's there, but to be liberated from the responsibility of feeling like you've got to monitor things on a day-to-day basis, like sometimes day school does to parents and kids.
I would agree with that completely.
And then when it comes time to see your son, or in my case, my daughter, those interactions are all the sweeter and more meaningful and powerful, I think. At least that's my experience. All right, Dee, let's shift to you. Tell us a little bit about Woodbury from your perspective.
Because of Gresham, I got to go to sports camp for 2 years, actually. From the first year, I just remember feeling like even as a 12-year-old, all these 18, 19-year-olds who were working the camp, the counselors, and how like energetic they were, how welcoming they were, and it just felt already like a homey place and a place where I got along with everyone with like similar interests in sports, but also our parents were always and family always harped on sportsmanship. Like the value system that Woodbury instills was even evident from the time I was 12 years old. So my memories of sports camp are sunshine, turf fields, and running around on campus, or even on dorm, just being a hooligan. But
Yeah.
so even from then, it was a super positive experience. And then I was very jazzed up about going. But of course, I think with most young kids, there's always like peer pressure from your friends back home. So it
Yeah.
wasn't a 100% go to go to Woodbury. I had some friends that I was nervous about leaving it in Charlottesville, but I was definitely very encouraged to go the whole time. And I think one of the cool things that pushed me to go even more was when I first visited, I was talking to someone and behind me, someone goes, Gresham? And I guess we had had a similar enough voice at that point already that they thought I sounded like Gresham. And I turned around and was like, no, I'm actually his little brother. But then the conversation progressed into what most conversations go like with a fellow Woodbury guys, easygoing, super welcoming. And I was like, dang, this is kind of cool that people already recognize me through my brother's voice and that they're open arms once they know who I was. And I think that's the case for even if you don't have an older brother. But then in terms of actually being there, Woodbury, we always talk about the values that you learn there, the brotherhood that you establish. But one of the things that I always tell people about an all-boys boarding school in rural Virginia is that especially the all boys aspect of it and kind of having a whole plot of land to run around on and play sports and learn and live with faculty members is that it's one of the best environments to learn who you are and what you care about. And I don't think I really realized at the time you're told, be honest, don't steal, don't lie, don't cheat, be loyal to your friends, support them. And there are guardrails kind of along the way, but then you realize once, or at least I realized once I left, within those guardrails, you do have a lot of freedom to figure out what kind of person am I and what kind of person do I want to be. When I think of Woodbury, I think of all my best friends. I think of the mentors I had, like Joe Fisher, Paul Erb, Ben Hale, and many others, and you, of course, as well. It's just a very supportive environment. So I think of the people and obviously the beautiful campus we get to enjoy too.
When you left Charlottesville, you said that you were a little reluctant to leave some of your good friends. For you personally, did those friendships front with your Charlottesville buddies, did those stay intact? Did those drift away?
I would see them when I was at Woodbury.
Yeah.
I would go home on the weekends for breaks, but kind of in line with figuring out like who you are and what you want to be and all that. Public school in Charlottesville and Woodbury are very different places. Not to say one is better than the other, but very different places doing very different things on a Friday, Saturday night. Like what I was learning and who I was spending my time with at Woodbury definitely helped me like refine my criteria for like who I wanted to spend my quality time with.
Yeah.
Not to say I didn't enjoy going to big social events and seeing a lot of people, but yeah, so the handful of guys that I still keep in touch with from Charlottesville are the ones that fit that
Yeah.
criteria that I learned at Woodbury.
I know that's a concern for boys who are thinking about coming, is what's going to happen to my friends at home. And there's no easy, straightforward guarantee there. But my thought is that your best friends are going to remain your best friends, and you're going to make so many more. It's like your whole world is going to go up and out if you can just be brave enough to open your heart up to it, and then boom. But that's a brave step. I mean, that's not an easy step for a kid.
When I was a junior and senior at Woodbury, talking to younger students, like the freshmen and or the new boys, something I would always say is like, put your phone away on Friday and Saturday night. Lock it in your desk, in your backpack, whatever, and just go walk into people's rooms and spend time with them because that's who you're going to end up being best friends with. And I think one of the cool things, like the product of that is, in college and even now, everybody's like, damn, you're still really close with your high school buddies. And when I tell them a little bit about the experience, just you guys have your best friends from college. And I essentially had two college experiences where I lived with these guys all of the time and got to develop those really close relationships. So that's what
Tell us a little bit about deciding where you're going to go to college, how that worked out for you.
I was super interested in going to UVA. And then I put some other like random schools on the list, like University of Southern California, which is kind of
Was
ironic.
about to say that.
He looks like a Southern Californian, doesn't he, Kathy?
I know. I
I
was
think that.
gonna see if you remember that, and when that fat envelope came, I was like, no. And then you're there.
My cousin was at Washington and Lee, and we would see her for Christmas and Easter, and she would always have like the most fond stories of Washington and Lee and how great of a community it was. And it sounded pretty reminiscent of Woodbury. So I visited immediately. I was like, whoa, this is pretty cool because similar to Woodbury, like the speaking tradition at W&L was huge. And so even when I didn't know people, they were saying hello to me on when we were out in our tour or like doing the tour around campus. And I saw a couple of people that I knew, but not even super well. And they stopped and said hello. And then I saw one of my best friends from Charlottesville and ended up visiting again and staying with him and getting to see a little bit more of the culture and definitely reminiscent of Woodbury, just the tight-knit small community. Everyone knows each other and supports each other and also happens to be a similar like geographical area. So the learning environment was great, just like it was at Woodbury. Woodbury definitely influenced where I went to college for sure.
My son Ben goes to W&L. I don't tease him, but occasionally I say Woodbury's a lot like W&L. W&L's just got beer and girls.
Yeah.
And Those are the two material differences, aside from the age of the students. A great spot. And so, what was your major, Dylan?
I was a neuroscience major.
How'd you choose that?
I had an injury right before I went to Woodbury, some bilateral neuropathy, and that kind of opened the door to science for me, and particularly neuroscience. And then I remember week-long unit in my junior year class in Jim Reed's biology class about the nervous system. I was like, whoa, this is really cool. So when I went to W&L, taking any class I could that had to do with neuroscience and biology, and always gravitated towards the more neuroscience based units if it wasn't a neuroscience class. And again, that's something that goes along with like what do you care about? What do you want to be? What are you interested in? Woodbury made me very like a very curious person and question driven. Or my interests were in the human body, how the nervous system works. And I saw it as a kind of an open, mysterious field where not a lot, or there's still so much we don't know. I got to, take that curiosity that I think blossomed at Woodbury and take it into W&L, and now it's led me down the path I'm on now in grad school.
Yeah, tell us about where you are and what you're doing.
So now I'm entering my second year at UC San Diego. I'm in a neuroscience PhD program. I just joined the lab a couple months ago studying Alzheimer's disease and a little bit of basic science, but also translationally focused. So hoping to develop therapies in the dementia world. I think I've been super fortunate that every like academic setting I've had in my more formative years has been very stimulating and supportive. And yeah, I found a good community out here that I'm enjoying, but the solitary aspect of graduate school is good in a way. You need time to think about your
Yeah.
project and why you're here, what you want to accomplish. I don't think the time for reflection is a bad thing at all.
When Dylan decided to do neuroscience at W&L, his first year, COVID hit because he was planning to go into a lab or had been applying for labs, and because he hadn't really had that lab environment. And I was like, Dylan, you really need to be in a lab before you make this commitment because you're a really social human being. And then COVID hit and he couldn't go in the lab. Dylan, you correct me, like during W&L, he did find a couple ways to get in the lab. That one summer you were in a lab and stayed in Lexington. And he was like, no, I love it. I was like, okay. And then he went to the NIH for a year. But I was worried about that. As a mom, and how social caring he is, because lab work is pretty solitary, but it's worked out for you, right, Dylan?
Scientists are social.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that, but you're working on your lab, your project, but you have done it. You've proven me wrong.
Well, just by coincidence, today is my mother's birthday. She would have been 88, and she
Oh.
died of Alzheimer's, and she'd be absolutely delighted, Dylan, that a young man who graduated on my watch here at Woodbury is doing what you're doing to make the world a little bit better. So hats off to you. Keep it up.
Well, that is the goal, and I'm sorry to hear about that.
Well,
But
that's true. You're doing great work. Kathy, we'll give the last word to you as a mom thinking about, in this particular case, we could talk about Gresham too, but in this particular case, because he's on the podcast, Dylan, what's the connector between Woodbury and who Dylan is and who Dylan's becoming from your perspective?
I mean, as a mom, I could not be more proud. I'm gonna cry. I mean, he's an amazing young man, and he has quite the ability to seek out the best in situations. Woodbury supported that. It can be hard, and I think Dylan always was able to find the positive and can find the positive. I would do it all over again in a heartbeat because it solidified who each of the boys are as individuals. And they came out as individuals. They didn't come out the same person, the same boy.
More on like the day to day, especially for the new kids. I think I already mentioned this, but you know, when your friends at home are doing whatever on Friday night and you're in study hall as a 14, 15-year-old, that's, I think, really tough for a lot of people. And it takes a lot of maturity to realize, like, what the heck am I doing and why? And even in like little challenging moments like that at Woodbury, it helped me develop a philosophy of improvement. The emphasis that Woodbury puts on is to better yourself and better those around you, I think, was something I really bought into. And to my mom's point of like trying to find the best in situations when something's hard or something's challenging, trying to find like how is this going to improve me and the people around me is kind of the first place I look. And so when you think of it that way, challenges become a lot less hard and more of a, not a game, but like, ooh, how am I going to get better from this?
An
So
opportunity.
an opportunity.
Well, and Dylan's first year at Woodbury, we enjoyed going to the ACC basketball tournament. And
Yeah.
that year was down in Greensboro. He and I were getting on the hotel elevator. He goes, "You know, Mom, I love Woodbury. Woodbury makes me want to be a better person."
That's cool.
And that, from a 14-year-old boy, a mom hearing that, sending your son away, your heart fills up because you know your son is actually getting what you wanted him to get out of the school.
That's really awesome. Well,
That's
thank you to Dylan and Kathy Walmsley for being on the podcast. This has been fun. It's terrific for us, especially given the fact that I guess it's just 3.5 weeks before new boys come to Woodbury. Just a little under 4 weeks before Woodbury, new boys come to Woodbury, and we'll gear it up again and run it back and welcome new boys to the Tiger Nation to be the future Dylan Walmsleys of their generation. So thanks to Dylan and Kathy. Hope you guys have a great day. Have a great afternoon to the Tiger Nation. And thanks so much for joining us on the Woodbury Podcast.
thank you, Byron.
All
right,
Thank
take
you,
care.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Woodbury Podcast. We hope you found our discussion insightful and engaging. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing, rating, or leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform. Stay tuned for more conversations in the future. And remember, the conversation doesn't have to end here. Connect with us on Woodbury Forest School social media, reach out with your questions or comments, and let's keep the dialogue going. Until next time, take care and go Tigers!